The text that calls for our attention on this Lord's Day comes to us from 1 John chapter 5, and especially this fourth verse. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Begin today by imagining with me a rather ludicrous situation. A sports team has just finished the most storied season in the history of their sport. Oh, on paper, at the beginning of the season, it looked like they didn't even have a shot of being in the hunt for the championship. They were the laughingstock of all of the sports writers. And yet, now, there they were. After the championship game, standing there as the victors. Their heads crowned with championship hats. Their bodies draped in t-shirts fresh off the press, proclaiming their dominance. Into that scene walks the president of the league, who makes his way into the center of all of the chaos and takes his place next to the trophy. That trophy has flashes dancing off it from its polished sides. The president makes a short speech and then lifts up the trophy and hands it to the coach of the championship team. However, when the coach receives it, he immediately puts the trophy down on the ground. He looks over at the announcer and says, "It's just too heavy." Yes, there sits the symbol of their victory down on the ground where no one even can see it. Of course, this situation has never occurred. No, even if a trophy is unusually heavy, it still is lifted high into the sky by the coach. Then after he has his chance to lift it high, he begins to pass it around to each member of the team. It is indeed the symbol of their victory to the entire world. And so it is carried with pride by each member of the victorious team. John writes this, "For this is the love of God, that we keep his commandments. And his commandments are not burdensome. But everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world." Yes, in these words from John, we are to understand that following God's command for us, his people, is not to be something that we consider heavy, but it is to be something that we rejoice in. Yes, we are to understand that following his command is like lifting the victory trophy over our heads. We are to think of our ability to do anything that God commands as the ultimate proof of Jesus' resurrection victory that we are blessed to carry as a member of his team. But do we view following God's commands in that way? Do we view following God's commands as a chance to lift up the victory of Christ? Do we view them as burdensome? Do you view every chance you have to follow one of God's commands as a joyous opportunity? Or is it a heavy weight to bear? Unfortunately, many people outside of our faith think of Christianity as nothing more than a burdensome set of rules to follow. They think that coming to believe in Jesus would simply mean that they have to give up doing the things they enjoy and start doing a bunch of things they figure they would not enjoy. But perhaps all too often these false impressions that they have of our faith are sadly at least encouraged by the way that you and I who are in the faith tend to speak about things. You and I should not feel this way about the commandments of God. And yet we often still talk this way. We can end up talking about going, having to go to church instead of getting to go to church. We can speak about a church as something that can be a burden upon us, something that makes us wake up when we otherwise could sleep in after a long week of work or after a late night out with friends, something that makes us late for lunch or for a sporting event, something where we might be reminded of our failures or encouraged to do something new. And coming to church is only one example of the commands of God that we sometimes, even as His people, can come to view as burdensome and then speak about it that way. Jesus said today in our gospel lesson that we are to love one another. Oh, and that's no burden when it is someone that we like that we are called to love. But as soon as that word is applied to someone that we don't get along with and maybe haven't for quite some time, that word can become a heavy burden very quickly in our mind. What about God's call to keep sexuality inside the bounds of marriage? Now, for newlyweds, usually that's not a burden. But for a young person with many desires, or for a middle-aged person with such easy access to all sorts of filth, or to a person struggling with thoughts about members of the same sex, that word can become a burden indeed in their minds. What about giving to church? How many of you give to this church with a real sense of joy? How many of you, when you place your money into the plate, don't sense that you're losing something, but rather that you're gaining something? Or do you simply give because you feel like you have to, or at least you should, if you want to impress the people down the pew? You see, it is easy, almost with any of God's commands, to take them from what they are and turn them into a burden which we ourselves bear or which we force onto someone else. But it is not meant to be this way. You see, our ability to do anything that God commands is reason to give thanks, not reason to feel weighed down. You see, not only did God forgive you of your past sin, but He has also given to you His Holy Spirit in order that you might live the abundant life. And the abundant life is that one lived out in the context of God's command. You see, following God's command is not the way of losing things. It is the way of gaining them. Coming to church is not about losing sleep or a social opportunity or free time. It is about gaining the eternal life that is served in this place. Keeping sexuality inside of marriage is not about losing the approval of peers. It's not about losing the living out of a fantasy. It's not about failing to be able to embrace some identity. It's about having what God wants us to have in the best way it can be experienced. Giving to the church is not about losing money, but it's about being made into a giving person and all the joy that can bring. It's not about losing some things that we want to buy, but it's about gaining the knowledge that we are helping to accomplish God's work on this earth. No, God's commands are not to be burdensome for us, because they are the very good life that God desires for all of His children. They are the ways that we experience this life the very best way it can be experienced. God's commands are not burdensome because God's commands are good. Not in some abstract sense out there, but in our lives each day. As we follow in His commands, we receive the blessing of doing so. You know, very early on, it didn't look like we would win either. At the very beginning of the season, so to speak, on paper, it looked like we wouldn't even be in the hunt for a win. Satan laughed at the state of the team, so easy to deceive and so corrupt in so many ways. But by the end of the championship game, there the team of God stands. There you and I stand, our heads crowned with righteousness and glory and eternal life, our bodies draped in the gleaming white robes of Christ's righteousness, the trophy taken from the Father and passed to the Son. The Son lifting that trophy of victory high and then passing it on to each one of us. Yes, our life is that opportunity that we have to go around carrying that trophy, the victory of Christ, high above our heads in everything that we do. Yes, we are called to rejoice this day in God's command, to rejoice that we are no longer bound to be people just sinning, slaves to the cruel power of sin, but that we are instead now free to walk in victory, following God's commands. Following His commands is not a burdensome thing to us, but rather it is like carrying that trophy of Christ's victory in our hands. It's having the good life that Christ died and rose to give to us. It's having the good life that God purposed from the very beginning that each one of us should have. Yes, you and I know the story. We know that just when it looked like everything was lost, Jesus, so to speak, threw up the Hail Mary. He shot that last second shot. He dropped the drop shot right over the net and left his enemy paralyzed. At the cross and at the empty tomb, Jesus won for us the victory. And that victory, He does not keep to Himself, but He passes it around to all that have been called onto His team. He shares it, as John says, through water and through blood, through baptism and through the Lord's Supper, as we receive it from the One who gives witness, the Holy Spirit. And having such a victory as this, we are free to love God by following His commands, making manifest His victory to the entire world. Following His commands is not something we do because we have to. It is something we do because we get to, because we're able to, because He has given us the victory. It is not a burden to us. Rather, it is a joy because it is ultimately what we as the children of God want to do in our hearts. Yes, we are overjoyed to lift that victory high above our heads by following God's commands each day. We recognize that we are blessed and blessed greatly to be the ones chosen to be carrying the victory. Amen.